After bidding farewell to loved ones and friends, the passengers show their tickets to the angel who waits at the gate of death. The air is getting a bit chilly on the ramp as the gate opens, but the warmth of peace and hope in the hearts of the passengers seems to produce great calmness as they enter the plane. Let's take just a moment and attempt to describe this unusual aircraft. It's a large, glowing, and resplendent airliner, and I must say, unlike anything we have ever seen before. Its beauty and splendor actually defy description. It's surrounded by a brightly shining heavenly light. Red letters, symbolizing the blood of Christ, read Interworld Airlines. I'm entering the plane now, along with the passengers, and we are greeted by our stewardess. She seems to be checking something. Just a moment. The crowd is all around her. Oh, yes, she is rechecking their tickets. And I'm trying to figure out what she's going to do with the small two-edged sword she's carrying. She reaches out, and she has cut all earthly burdens from their backs. We should have known. After all, where these are going, earthly burdens can never come.
Welcome aboard Interworld Airlines, flight FINAL, non-stop supersonic service to the New Jerusalem. Your captain is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am your chief stewardess, the Angel of Mercy. You will find your seatbelt in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Fasten your seatbelts, please.